Okay, let's begin, guys. Okay. A few nekudas I want to finish up, and then we have to go right in the Gemara. The first nekuda I just want to mention, halacha l'maisa, is that regarding the bedikas that we check the animal, the Rashba and the Rosh and the Ran all hold like Rosh and the Ran, that even though the Chachamim were machayev you to check a lung, if the lung was lost without you checking it, the behemoth's kshayru. So you are machuyev min rabbanan to check the lung, but if the lung was lost, the behemoth's no doubt kshayru, and the Rambam echoes this. The Rambam writes in Pirkei Aleph, Hilchos Shechita, Halacha Yud Gimel, Halacha Yud Daled, the Rambam says that we assume it's a Vecheskes Heter, Ad Sheyavar Lecha B'Man Nitshefo. So Rambam says the same thing. If a dog or a goy took the lung and you were not able to check the lung, Halacha L'Maisin is Kasher. The Balatrumis writes, B'makum that it's not Shechiyach Treifus, like by the Gidoyim, the lamb, the kids and the lambs, you could somech on Rashi, who matters it in Lohifsid. Halacha L'maisa. So it's very important that we note this. And as the Rashba said, this bedik of the lung is min rabban, it's not the Yeraisa, but he says you better not be lazy about it. If you have to lechachila check the lung, he says, God forbid this minhag is spread out in Klal Yisrael to check the lungs, and anyone who's a poritz getter and eats without checking is poritz getter yishchenu nachash. So pasuk Koheles Pirek Yud Halacha Ches pasuk Ches. And therefore, again, to summarize, if the ray is not around, it is kshayru. The requirement of bedik is midrabanan. And someone who doesn't do it is doing a horrible thing, halacha l'maisa. Okay? Did anyone say it was usher? Yes. The Rabbi Yitzchak Alevi said if the wolf ate the lung before it was checked, the behem is usher. They're only made by the kishkas. Please get that down. Rav Yitzchak Alevi. They're only mako by the kishkis. But if the long is lost, you're done. And the Rashba argues at him wholeheartedly as five rayas. We're not going to go through all the rayas. But mamish, I'm not exaggerating. Five rayas that we assume as chazaka that the long is kosher. Even if you didn't check it, it's still good. Halacha l'maisa. So that's the first nekuda I wanted to mention. Second nekuda, let's get it, and then we go weiter, okay? Was the Marsha. What was the Marsha's kasha? We didn't get a chance to finish that. What was the Marsha's kasha? Let's get it. Rav Ashi on Testament Beis, yes? Had a shayla, the Gemara had a shayla about a wolf. The wolf took the kishkis and came back with the teeth in it with the hole. And Rav Ashi, the one who says shchita from our sugi, goes basaro from shchita itself. So why didn't Rav Ashi try to answer the shayla himself from what? Why didn't Rav Ashi try to answer himself the shayla of what? Why did he answer from Slochis of Paraduma when he could have answered from Shchita himself, or he himself learned Rav from Shchita? So we said the premise of that kasha is nuts. Why is that premise of that kasha difficult? Because what did Rav Ashi say when he said Tashmat Slochis? What did he say Tashmat Slochis? He's trying to prove whether Sakana and Issar are on the same level. He wasn't trying to prove the Shaila from Amad Aleph. The Marsha must have been learning the Gemara differently. Who says this Pshat? The Nemuki Agriv. The Nemuki Agriv says when Rav Ashi and Tesmez brings in Sleichis, he's trying to ask on the Kasha of Sakana and Issar, they're on the same level, right? He's not trying to answer the Shaila in the bottom of Testament Aleph. But nonetheless, the Marsha must have learned the Gemara different. He must have learned the Gemara different. And what were the two Terutzim? First teretz, we didn't understand. I don't understand the first teretz. Second answer, we understood that, remember Tosa said there were a lot of holes? So when there are a lot of holes, then you can what? Then you can, there are a lot of holes not at the place of the teeth, then you can say what? That's different. When there's a lot of holes. In our sugya, why if there's no hole, we're assuming we're only choshes, rak b'makom shchita. So lamaisa, it's one thing if there are a lot of holes, right? You follow me, Ari? If there's a lot of holes, it's one thing. But here we're trying to say that what? We're not conscious that there's a hole, but makum shchita. But if there's holes everywhere, maybe it's different. That's why they're not comparable, right? That's why Rav Ashi didn't try to answer. And the first answer he gave some, we don't understand the answer. Remember we looked at the first answer of the Maharsha? What's the first answer, Maharsha? We looked in Seder. I'm not sure what he means, but I'm saying, we'll say it over. Maybe someone will come up with a pshat. He wants to say that this is Dover Efshar Lakshos Bolamiut. Is this something that's probable or not? The Zave is not Matsui, right? The Zave case is not a common case. The Shitas of Meir, who's Choshesh Lamiut, V'Dover Shefshel Avaro. You can't prove it out from Shechita, it's impossible to Mavar. Shechita is impossible to Mavar. And what about the case of the wolf? Is the wolf case Efshel Avaro? I also thought it's also Efshel Avaro. So I don't understand the first Teretz. We'll leave that as a Tzarachim Gadol. We don't understand the first answer of Marsha. Aren't they both the Efshel Avaro? Was there a hole in the Makam Shechita? I don't know. I shechted it there, so I don't know if there was a hole before. And the place where the wolf put its teeth in the kishkes, was there a hole before? I don't know. Is there a way to know? No, there's no way to know. Aren't they on the same page? Remember the Lashon of Marsha? Did we see that inside together? Jake, we saw it inside with someone, Lamaisa. I forgot who, Lamaisa, but the Lashon of Marsha. You have the Lashon of Marsha? Remember the Lashon of Marsha was very severe. I think, Jake, we looked. No, did we look at it? Marsha, I forgot who we saw it inside. I saw it inside with. I'll read you. I have it right here. Lush is very, very difficult. He says, "Oh, Yesh Lomar, yeah." The Lord Mayor combined Leil the Chayshim the Milsa the Efsher Kenamasik, Vach Milsa the Bozev Milsa the Efsher Mikre. Why is the Zave case Efsher? Why is the Zave case Milsa the Efsher? I'm glad we looked it up. Zehu Dover She Efsher, Lachshos Polami. Why is that considered to be Dover Efsher? The case of the of the wolf more than our case. I don't understand why Shechita is Yef Shalavar and the wolf case is Yef Shalavar. Not sure why that should be. Okay? Alright, we'll leave that as a Tzarachim. Okay. Let's start Vaita now in the Gemara. Okay? Benj, why don't you read? Okay, we get back into, let's see the Gemara. Okay, let's see back into the Gemara. Everyone got it? Let's see in the Gemara. We go Vaita now. Okay? We're on Daf Yudbeis and Marav. We start Vaita in the Sugya. Okay, let's see. Okay. Let's see Yudbeis and Marav.
Amar Rav Nachman.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav, Ra Achad Sheshachad, Im Rahu Mitchila V'Ad Sof, Mutar Lechol Mishchita Sof.
If the supervisor sees the Shechita from beginning until end, it's good. Yeah. Go ahead. But if you didn't see it from beginning until end, we cannot trust that the sheet is good, and therefore, what's the din? It's taka aser. Yes, that's a very clear comment, right? If you have the supervisor that sees it from beginning to end, it's good. If you don't have the supervisor did not see it from beginning until end, we don't know if it's good. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Hey, Chidami, go ahead, let's see. What's the case? If we know that he's learned, if the supervisor knows the shochet is a learned guy, so what's the din? There's no reason for him to see everything. Go ahead, lama what?
Lama li ra.
What does he have to see the whole thing for? He's a learned guy, he's a firm guy, he's learned. If he's a firm guy and he's learned, I mean, what's the big deal? You know? Why should he have to see from beginning until the end? Okay, Ariel, are you with me on this? Yeah, go ahead. Let's go the other way. And on the other extreme, if he knows he doesn't know how to learn, he doesn't know any of the halachas, then what?
Pshita.
Pshita that it's us. Pshita that what? That he has to see it from beginning until end. He's a firm guy, don't get me wrong, but he doesn't know Shulchan Aruch well. So if he doesn't know Shulchan Aruch well, so it's pshita that what? The supervisor has to see it from beginning until end. Go ahead.
The Ella.
So the Gemara is in a quandary. What exactly is the case? Go ahead, Velo. The question is, he doesn't know. The supervisor doesn't know whether he knows how to learn. He's a firm man, but he doesn't know whether he knows how to learn. That's what the Gemara ends up saying, a third possibility. But the Gemara jumps on that. Go ahead. But we learned on Daf what? What was it, Gimel and Beis on the bottom? Or Dalet and Beis? I don't remember. Right? Which one was it? But anyone who gauges in Shechita, we have a general rule. Anyone who gauges in Shechita is considered to be an expert. So if anyone engages in Shechita is considered to be an expert, so then what's the difference? Let the supervisor assume that what? that he knows. So why does he have to see it from beginning until end? What'd you say? Gimel and Beis. Thank you, Jake. Okay? So you see, Mefarish, it should be okay. Go ahead. What does Gemara say?
Milo Tanya.
And isn't there a brisa to support this? Milo Tanya, isn't there a brisa to support this? Go ahead.
Sorry. Hare shematza tarnigoles shchuta b'shuk o she'amar l'shlucho seh shchuk.
You find that while you're walking around, you find a chicken that shechted in the shuk. You don't know who shechted it. Oh, or what's the case? You said to your shliach what?
Seh shchuk.
Go ahead and shech my what? My chicken.
V'halach u'matzah shachut.
And we're going to have to see what that means. But the pashup shot is that the bailim went and they found it shechted. Meaning that what? You're not sure whether the shliach shechted it or not. You directed a shliach to go shechted, but you end up going and you see that it shechted already. So you can't confirm whether it was the shliach that shechted it or not. What do we say in that case? Cheskaso shachot. So the assumption is that what? That it's considered to be a good shechita. We consider it to be a good shechita. So Alma, what do you see from this Bryce? So go ahead.
Alma, I'm reading Rav Mitzuyan etel shchita mumchenhen.
Excellent. You see that our klal is correct. Anyone who engages in shchita is considered to be an expert. Because we assume that what? I find the shchita, I find the chicken shechted in the street. I assume it's good because of Rav Mitzuyan shchitahen. I also assume that what? That if I appointed a shliach to do it and I end up seeing it shechted, I'm not sure what who really shechted it. I also assume it's good, because anyone who engages in the activity of shechita, we assume is kosher. So therefore what? So why do you need the guy to what? The supervisor to see from the beginning until the end. The Gemara is in a quandary. Go ahead. So what's Gemara's going to say Gemara? Go ahead. Lioilam. Oh, go ahead. Hachanami. Oh, you should also say Rav Mechudesh Shchitain. So the Gemara is in a quandary. So just to chazer over in our minds, the Shaka Latarya. What is it? We started off saying that a supervisor has to see it from beginning until end. If he does, it's fine. If he doesn't see it from beginning until end, it's what? It's usher. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? What's the case? If the guy knows how to learn, then why do you have to what? Why does the supervisor have to see it from the end? If the guy doesn't know how to learn, he's got to see it from the beginning until the end. We assume he's from the whole time. So Gemara says, well, the supervisor doesn't know whether he knows how to learn. So Gemara jumps on that, but we always assume anyone engaged in shechita is good. What's the price to support it? The price to support is exactly this case. If you find it shechted in the street, it's good. And if you find it, what? You direct the shliach to go ahead and shecht, and you go ahead and what? Shecht it yourself, what's the din? The din is, you didn't shecht it yourself, but you don't know who shechted it. You assume anyone engaged in the shechita is good. So Gemara says, what's going on? That's Gemara's shakta the tari in our minds. So Gemara says, Liolam in reality, go ahead.
Liolam, diyada dilo gamir.
The case is, we know for sure that what? We know for sure liyada dilo gamir. We know for sure he doesn't know how to learn. Yes. Supervisor says, I know he doesn't know how to learn. So what's our kasha? So it should be pshita then what?
He's got to watch him the whole time.
Right, now I want you to note something, and we noted this in Seder. That brisa that proves that was talking about a what? A chicken. What are we talking about? A behemoth. Not just a chicken. We're talking about a behemoth too as well. The Gemara is equalizing the two. Okay? So if the guy doesn't know how to learn, isn't it pshita that the supervisor what? Isn't it pshita that the supervisor should see it from beginning until end? So what's the chiddush? Go ahead. So I might have thought what? Yeah, Liolam. Do again. Liolam diada what? We know that he what? He's not learned. You could go. Shapter. And he shechted one of the two what? That's how I knew it was a behema. Because a oaf only has one simon, right? Behema has two simonim. So our Gemara is talking about a behema. The proof was from the bright, so it was what? It's talking about a chicken. So he shechted the one simon well. So I would have a havamina ma'u de tema. Go ahead.
Ma'u de tema.
Mid a high shopper, period. Hach nami shopper. Since this one is what? Since this one is good, also what? Also the other simon is good. Maybe that's what I should think. Why should the supervisor have to see from beginning to end? Go ahead.
Kamash Malan.
So what's the Kamash Malan read? Hi Yisra'ume Yisra'amele. He just happened to get lucky that the first sim was good. It just happened that way. Yisra'ume Yisra'amele means it happened that way. However, go ahead. Idach. The other simon, the simon sheni.
Shema sheha.
Shimon Shah, Shema.
Doras.
Exactly. And we discussed in Seder why these two of the five are always mentioned first, or mentioned all the time, because this is in the Maisa. The other three you can discern through the Shechita. But Shehiya, you have to see the Shechita, whether he paused or whether he pressed down. The other three probably you can notice what? You can notice afterwards. So what's the Chiddush of the Gemara? Why must you see from beginning until end? Because why? The case was what? He saw the first simon, right, and he did it right. So I would add a Havim, meaning that what? He doesn't have to see the second. Kamashman, what?
No.
That was just a chance. Correct. So it comes out, that's the Maskanas Gemara. So if I ask you, what was the statement of who? Rav Nachman Amarav. Why does the supervisor have to see from beginning until end? What's the Chiddush? He doesn't know how to learn. He does not know how to learn. That's why you got to see the supervisor. What do you mean? Is it Pashat? Obviously, he doesn't know how to learn. No. I saw him do the first one. It was perfect. I would have a Havamina. He doesn't have to do the second one because he knew how to do it. Come on, Shlomo, you got to see from beginning until end. Okay. That's the Chiddush we have in this Gemara. Let's see Rashi. Okay. Benj, go ahead. Let's see Rashi. There's a Chiddush we have to point out in Diuk and Rashi. Okay?
Okay.
It's a very interesting Chiddush that I want to point out here.
Which, where we start?
Before we start the Rashi inside, let's preface it with the Kash of the Shittim Kubetzes. What's the Kash of the Shittim Kubetzes? Ariel, are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
What's the Kash of the Shittim Kubetzes? Shittim Kubetzes asked, he says, I don't understand something. Dear Muskel E. He says, if the guy recognizes that the Kishiroa, what did the Gemara say? Iya the Gemara Lamali Ra. If you know he knows how to learn, why do I have to supervise it? What did the Shittim Kubetzes ask? He says, if he knows how to learn, you don't even have to see it. Right? Ilchuri, even when he's a baki, halach lomaisi, you still have to see it. Why? He might know Shulchan Aruch Baal Peh. We did one simon yesterday in Shur Simit Tevav. You can be the biggest baki in the world in Hilchos Shechita. But there's always a concern the guy might faint. Iluf. Remember we learned that at the beginning of the year?
Right.
Iluf. What was that? On Gimel and Beis? Or maybe Beis and Beis even. Iluf. Fainting. Physically, a guy might intellectually know Hoshita, but maybe he might faint. So why aren't you, how does the Gemara say, is it the repulsion? Idiya, the Gomer, Lamali Raw. If he knows how to learn, why do I have to supervise anything? What do you mean we don't have to supervise it? Maybe the guy might faint in the middle. Maybe sensitive to blood. Why does the Gemara assume it's a double repulsion? Ariel, you follow me? That's a Shita Gubetz's kasha. It's a very, very good, strong kasha. I gave it to you tomorrow, Makaymas, okay? Why is the Gemara assume it's a double push if the supervisor knows the guy knows how to learn? He doesn't need someone to watch him. You're not afraid of fainting? So what's his answer? His answer is, and I want you to get this, is when the Gemara says idiyada de gomer, what does it mean, Ben? Let's get it down. It means not only does he know how to learn, I also know he's not sensitive and he's not going to faint. That's all including the phrase idiyada de gomer. Idiyada de gomer not just means that he knows the Torah, but he also physically won't faint. That's included in the line of the Gemara. Joe, you follow me? Idiyada de gomer means what? Means not only does he know the halachas, but I know he won't faint. That's how the Shittim Kubetz answers that kasha. Now I want to show you if Rashi says that. Let's see. What do you think if Rashi says this? I think Rashi says the same thing. Let's read the Rashi there. Go ahead, Bench. Idiyada.
Idiyada de gamir. Shemakir bo shemaluma de behilchos shchita.
Period. What does that mean?
That he knows he does not know. Or he does know.
There is, he knows the gamir. Shemakir bo. He recognizes shemalumad. What does milumad mean?
He was taught.
Right. Milumad is learned, but it's a little bit more than that. It's not just yodeya. What does milumad mean? Not just on the Shulchan Aruch does he know, but he also knows what? Practically how to do it. That's what we want to be medayik. The Shittim Kubetzes makes the diuk, not us. Beautiful. Please get that down. When Rashi says the word malumad, it means not just halachas does he know, but it means physically he knows and he won't faint. That's what the word malumad means, guys. Because if it just intellectually, Yodeya would have just been suffice it to say enough that he knows the halakhas. Okay? Now, In light of that Rashi, read the next Rashi. Benj, go ahead.
Yada delo gamir. Shemakir bo she'en yodea hilchos shechita.
Ah, so you'll say to me, Rebbe, he says en yodea there. You'll read the en yodea in light of what? Malumad. See, if you just had any odeya, then you couldn't make the deal. It's only referring to what? He doesn't know the halachas. But once you have malumad, and you read any odeya in light of malumad, it means he doesn't know the halachas. He also might faint too. That's what you have to say. Natan, you with me? That's how we're saying pshat is.
Can't you say like the opposite logic?
I know, but that's why I'm saying he says the word malumad. The pashut pshat, you would say the word yodeya.
You could say that word malumad is like the duke, right?
And yes.
We want to expand that to the next Rashi also.
Yes, so that's what I'm expanding.
Right,
I'm,
but why? Like, why should you?
Because I'm expanding it to answer this kasha that you can know from today until tomorrow. You never know if the guy's going to faint. So whatever you say about gummer is the same thing about law gummer. They're asymmetrical, right?
Yeah, no, but then Rashi should have used the same word.
I'm saying he doesn't need to. I'm saying that's why you have to read any odeya in light of what? In light of malumad, okay? You have to read any odeya in light of malumad. So that's what we're saying. So the Shittim Gemara says, how do you know if the guy's not going to faint? That's what we know. You know him well. Not only does he know the halachas, he also know you know he's not going to faint as well. So please get that down. Yes, Jake, what do you say?
But the people who smoke, he said barley.
If he would say about himself, Lamaisa, I would think yes. Yes. But he didn't in this case. He did not say it in this case. He didn't say, Jake is bringing up, we learned in the beginning of the year, Gimel and Beza, that if a guy says he knows not going to faint, that would be enough. He didn't say that. Okay? He didn't say that. But you as the supervisor know the guy's learned and he will not, he's not sensitive with the blood, he will not faint. Now the Mole Aroyim, let's get it down, has a different shot. The Mole Aroyim says different. Says the Mole Aroyim, I don't think the Allah is like Ravina. Ilu flo chashinen. We are not choishes for fainting. And therefore our Gemara doesn't even bring up fainting. Okay? He says, don't bother me with that point. We had a sheet in the Gemara that said, Ilu flo chashinen. Our Gemara is following, we're not choishes for fainting. You know what? So why didn't the Gemara... If you think about it a little bit more, Bench, get it down. Why didn't the Gemara just say we're talking about a person that knows how to shecht? He's a bucky, but he does faint. And the supervisor leaves, right? The supervisor leaves, the shokin leaves without telling us he didn't faint like Jake brought up. So therefore, maybe you need a man to supervise that he didn't faint, right? Why didn't the Gemara say that case? So this is a raya for the shach. The shach writes in Yordaya, please get it, Simen Aleph Sif Yokot Nye Gimel, that even if the shochet is quiet, we rely on him that he would not feed people nevelas, and we assume that he did not faint. If he would have fainted, he would have told everyone in the world, don't dare eat from this meat. This is what we're saying is a raya for the shach. So the shach writes at the beginning of Shchita Simen Aleph Sif Yokot Nye Gimel, that if a shochet shechs and he's quiet, we assume he didn't faint. He didn't say it. We assume he didn't faint. He never would have let it go. If he fainted, he would have told people. And therefore, that's the Chiddush Halach Lamaisa. And the Gemara what? The Gemara is not willing to say that we're talking about a case that what? He's a Baki B'Shechita, but he usually faints. And he didn't have enough time to tell us. And that's why what? And he didn't tell us and he left. And therefore, you need a guy to supervise it. Why didn't the Gemara say that? I'll tell you why. Because if a guy says nothing, what do we assume? That means he didn't faint. We don't need a verification. No. If a guy did not say anything, a shokhet, and he went away, we assumed that he did not faint, Ariel. Why didn't the Gemara otherwise make that case? That he shechted, he vanished? We don't know. He didn't tell us if he fainted or not. So we need a supervisor to tell us he didn't faint. Why didn't the Gemara say that? You know why the Gemara didn't say that? Because you don't need to tell us that. We assume a guy never faints. Okay? And that's what the shach says in your day, Allah Lamaisa. And that also, Lamaisa, is a different approach. Because what was the Shittim Gemara's approach? He assumed we were worried about fainting. And how did he solve it? By saying that the supervisor knows that this guy's learned and that he doesn't faint. What's the other approach? The Mole Aroyim says, don't bother me with the whole concept. We're never cautious to what? That he faints. Otherwise, why did the Gemara say we're talking about a case where he knows the halachas and he is a derech to faint? So you need a supervisor to make sure he didn't faint. What's the answer? The answer is because why? Is because when he doesn't say anything, we assume he didn't faint. So you don't have to verify it. Halacha l'maisa. You don't have to verify it at all. So there's two approaches to answer the kasha about what? Why are you worried about faith? First one is that we know he doesn't faint. Second one is we don't paskin that way. We are never conscious that he faints. And that's what the shach says in your day. Yes, Natan.
Didn't we bring up earlier when we were doing the pisa?
What?
When we were doing the piece earlier about fainting, that there can be cases where a person faints and doesn't realize?
We were bothered by that, that someone might not realize. We were bothered by that. Someone might fall asleep. Usually you'll realize. We brought up a svara in the beginning of the year. Person might not realize, but is that true? I think the halacha assumes that.
Yeah, that is true.
I think it is true, but I think the halacha assumes that he will notice. We don't assume that he's not going to notice. A person can. Is that true? A person does not know that he didn't faint? Person knows he fell asleep.
I mean, some people don't realize
that they didn't faint when they get up. They don't realize that they fainted.
You like fall forward a little bit.
Okay, could be. I think the Allah is assuming we're not worried about that. We assume that a guy will notice. We're not worried about that he won't notice. Otherwise, you're asking good. My response to you is that we're not chayish the word iluf anyway. So that would be an answer to your kasha. If you take the first approach, then I think you have to say what we're saying, that we assume he's gonna what? He's gonna notice. But is that true medically? I don't know. You have to look in the computer after shir. Okay, you'll tell us for tomorrow. Okay, I'm not sure. Maybe it is. But I think we would have to say we're a lilif lochashinim. And if we are worried about it, then he's going to have to tell us. Then I don't know. Then you're going to need a supervisor. We don't always require a supervisor. We do halach lamayt in the base of shkitas. So you have to check about that, okay? All right, let's see now. Vayter bench. Vayter negamar. Okay, we got this? We got this Kiddush? Okay, now Vayter Negamar, no, Lamaisa. Before we go Vayter Negamar, let's get the following Kiddush. We learned, Lamaisa, we learned the following din about Rav Nachman in the beginning of the year. Rav Nachman, Lamaisa, Rashi said that if the guy's not learned, what's the din? Idilo Yada, the Lo Gomer's Pshita. Right? If he doesn't know Halachas, then what's the din? If he doesn't know halachas, what's the din? It's pshita that way. You have to supervise the whole thing. Okay. Gemara says pshita. It's pshita. Obviously, how can you trust him? Because maybe he might do shahia or drasa, and lamaisa, he might not even know that. So Tysus, do you remember on Gimel and Beis? Remember the Tysus? What did Tysus say on Gimel and Beis Damascus, the Lase? He said, our Gemara is so to the Gemara earlier. Because what did the Gemara say over there on Gimel and Beis? You with me, Ariel? Let's get this. What does the first Mishnah say in Chulin? Hakol Shochtin. What did Ravina say? Hakol Shochtin Lechachila. Meaning that what? Experts are good, but B'diyevedi Chishecht, without checking whether he knows the halachas? What did Ravina say? Check him after the Shechita. Give him a quiz or a Bechina after the what? After the Shechita. So the Gemara asks, how did Ravina be mazbe the Seifa? What was the Seifa? That everyone, if other people see it, is Kshera. So you're talking about someone that doesn't know halachas. So it's enough to check after the Shechita. Why do you need supervisors? Just give them a quiz after the Bechina. So what did the Gemara answer? What did the Gemara answer? Just give them a quiz after the Shechita. Right? What did the Gemara answer? The Gemara answer because why? You need supervisors because why he left. Excellent. Ariel. And you can't check him. So the only time you need a supervisor when he's gone. But if he's still there after the Shechita, quiz him. Give him a Bechina. Oh, so the fact that the Gemara says what? That he hit the road and it didn't answer that what? It didn't answer. We asked him and what? He doesn't know. Tosfos Medayik, that if you know for sure that he doesn't know the halachas, then a supervisor will not work. Black on white. Please get it. Tosfos says, if he doesn't know the halachas, a supervisor will not work. Give him a little bit base. That's against our Gemara. Our Gemara says that what a supervisor works even when he doesn't know. It says, Beferish, we learned it. Ben read it beautifully. If he doesn't know it and there's a supervisor, our Gemara said it's good. Ravina says it's not good. It's not good, Lamaisa. You can quiz him, and if he's left already, you can go with the, you have the supervisor. But we're in big trouble if he doesn't know the halachas. That's what the Gemara says over there. Supervisors will not work when you don't know the halachas. Strong kasha. From Gimel and Beis to what daf? Yud Beis and Aleph. Does a supervisor work when a guy doesn't know the halachas? Our Gemara says yes, Yud Beis and Aleph. The Gemara in Gimel and Beis says no. Steed it. So what are the two terutzim? What are the two terutzim? Two terutzim are, Tais HaRosh says like this. Let's get it. Tais HaRosh says, there's no comparison. Over there, the supervisors are weak supervisors. What do I mean by weak? Not pumping iron. What do I mean by weak? They don't really glance at it well. They're not really looking well. They're just showing their presence over there in Gimel and Beis. They're really not, it's not a good re'iyah. And therefore, by a guy who doesn't know the halachas, it will not help. However, in our Gemara, we're dealing with a guy of what? Who's an excellent supervisor. What Lashon proves that we're dealing with an excellent supervisor? Bench? What Lashon of Gemara? Imra mischila vatsof. That shows he's a beautiful supervisor. And therefore, it'll work by a guy even that he doesn't know the halachas. It's a beautiful deal. You follow me? It's a beautiful deal. You got this? If you want to close the window, it's fine. You follow what I'm saying? Benj, you got it? Please get that down. So Rush says, are y'all clear? The supervisors over there are what? Supervisors over there are not good. I don't say they're not good, but they didn't check well. So if you don't know halachas, you're done. It's awesome. Here they check really well, and therefore even a guy who doesn't know halachas, we assume it's good. Again, we're dealing with a frim guy. Don't get me wrong. Don't want whether he knows your day. Okay? All right. That's the answer of who? Tais HaRosh. Comes along Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and he says, I want to give a different teretz on our Gemara. Comes along Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Benjamin, he says like this. We got the answer, Tais HaRosh? What's Rabbi Akiva Eiger say? Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, I want to tell you something. He says, if you look at Tosis in the Gemara over there, Re'iya does not work by someone who doesn't know the halachas. What do you do about a chereshot of a katav? Rachman al Islam. Do a chereshot of a katav know Torah? Let's assume also the katav doesn't know. What does it say, Beferish, Natan? Chereshot of a katav, a supervisor is good. A chereshot of a katav, we learn a supervisor is good. Let me ask you a question. An adult that doesn't know any halachas, can he be worse than a chereshot of a katan? If a chereshot are good with supervisors, then how can a gadol not be good with supervisors? What's the pshat in that gemara on Gimel and Beis? So the pshat is, listen to this, that when they are supervisors, the fellow is kasher heim roin sheashokru chereshot of a katan ein lismuch alav klal. When it comes to a chereshot to the katan and gilul and beis, they are great supervisors because they know they don't have the wherewithal to get it done right, or at least they have to make sure they can do it right. You follow me? So when a chereshot to the katan does it, they are what? They are great supervisors. They are great supervisors. However, when they see an adult shechting, they make an assumption and say, oh, he must know how to learn. And therefore, they don't look as well. They don't look as well. If that's the case, then we can answer. And we can say, we can answer Tosis Kasha. And therefore, what can we say? That on Gimel and Beis, B'shash Shechita, Lo Yodu Aroim Sheni Odei Halachas. At the time of when they supervised, they didn't know whether the guy knew how to learn or not. So therefore they were thought he should be like a chereshot of a katan. And they looked well. They looked very well. Halacha l'maisa. They looked well because they didn't know. They didn't know. If they didn't know, what's the din? By a chereshot of a katan, what's the din? They look very well because they know the guy. You know the chereshot of a katan don't know the halachas. But by an adult, they make a presumption and say, that guy knows how to learn. So by an adult, they'll say, fine, we're not going to look well. We're not going to look well. And therefore, it comes out, they rely on him, therefore the supervision doesn't work when it turns out he doesn't know. But what's Argamar talking about? They know very well that he knows your day, yes, smicha, and therefore, halacha l'maisa, yes, They think he knows smicha, but what's the din? One of the supervisors says, you think everyone has smicha, forget about it. And in our Gemara, they presume that what? They knew at the time of the shechita, the guy did not know. They knew that he did not know. And therefore, what did they do? Therefore, they checked very well. So it comes out that a reel like that works. So what's the answer, according to B'Kiva Eger? Let's get it down. Taisa, what did Taisa Rush say? Taisa Rush said what? What did our Gemara say? That even if the guy doesn't know how to learn, the supervisor works. The Gemara over there said if a guy doesn't know how to learn, supervisor doesn't work. What's the answer? Here they supervise well. Over there they don't supervise well. That's Taisa Rush's answer. Comes along B'Kiva Eger and says like this. On our Gemara, they knew that he didn't know how to learn. Therefore, they checked well. Over there, what did they say? They made a presumption. He's not like a cherishol to the katan. He's an adult. And if he's an adult, we assume that he knows how to learn. And they supervise, but they don't look well. Then it turns out, kaval, the guy doesn't know anything. Is it good? No, because they didn't look well. That's the answer of who? That's the answer of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Okay? So again, let's chazer this over. What was the stira? Our Gemara says, Beferish, even though the guy doesn't know how to learn, if you have a supervisor, what's it then? It's good. What does Gemara say according to Gimel and Beis Ravina? If a guy doesn't know how to learn, what's it then? If a guy doesn't know how to learn, what's it then? And there was a supervisor, it's bad. Steering Gemara's. What's the Taisa Rosh's answer? By us, it's good because they supervised well. Over there, it's bad because they didn't supervise well. That's the Taisa Rosh. What's Rabbi Kivaga's answer? What's Rabbi Kivaga's answer? Right, over here we know he doesn't know at the time of the Shechita, therefore we watch well. Over there he's an adult, we presume he knows. Turns out he doesn't know, therefore they didn't check well, and therefore the supervising was not good, and therefore it's possible. That's Rabbi Kivaga's answer. Okay, good. Comes out Lamaisa very, very well. Halach Lamaisa, and that's the din. Okay, we got a clear? Yes, that's the answer to the stira. Okay, now, there's a chiddush here of this klal. Aryeh, you got that? You got the two terutzim? Okay, please make sure we got it. There is a klal of Rov Munkin Eitzel Shchitaim, which is a phenomenal klal, which is a big chiddush, but there's something that we have to what think about. You started the day today, Benj, with the Gemara. And what did the Gemara say? Are there two statements of Rav Nachman? Is there a first statement and a second statement? Look inside, guys. I'm Rav Nachman, I'm a Rav. You could break it up into two statements. If the guy sees from beginning to end, it's good, yes? And if not, it's usher. Aren't those two distinct statements? Okay. So when the Gemara says pshita, which word is pshita going on? What do you think pshita is going on?
Second statement.
What is pshita? Well, what does pshita mean? Pshita means it's simple. When did the Gemara say pshita? If he doesn't know how to learn, pshita, I have to see it from the beginning to end. So what was pshita going on? So what does Rashi say? What does Rashi say? The Gemara seems to answer only what? One half of his statement. No. What was the chiddush of the beginning of his statement? That you have to see it from the beginning until end, it's mutter. Isn't that a davar pashut? If you see it from the beginning, it's mutter. What's the chiddush in the sefer? What's the chiddush in the sefer? Chiddush in the sefer is that what? You tell me what the chiddush in the sefer is. Even though I saw the first one, and he did it good, I would have a havi, but I would have to see the second one. Kamashman, the second one says what? If you don't see the what, the second one, it's usser. Correct. So the chiddush in the second statement. What's the chiddush in the first statement? According to Rashi, there is no chiddush in the first statement. The Prima Gaudim says there is no chiddush in the first statement. It's just Derech Agav, the second statement. That's what he writes. There's a chiddush besof tvarav, so he nakad reish agav seifa. That's what the Rosh Yosef is medayik from Rashi. Fascinating, no? He says there is no chiddush. I missed it myself. The chiddush is in the second part of the statement. In the first part of the statement, there is no chiddush. But then the Prima Gaudim says, I want to say something myself against Rashi. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, Dibra Masko, Pshita, Benj, read the Pshita. Pshita, go ahead.
Pshita, Dira Mutter, Daha Lo Shaha Velo Daras.
Oh, go ahead.
Velo Ra Asur, Shema,
So the second part is what it answered, but the first part, there was no chiddush. So why'd you say it? It's just to show symmetry, that's all. Rosh Yosef says, amazing. Rosh Yosef lived in the 1700s. Rashi lived. When did Rashi live? Yeah, till I forgot the, what was it, 1030 till, I don't remember, 65 when he passed away, around in the 60s. 65, Rashi. But Lamaisa, the Prima Gadim, lived in the 1700s. Prima Gadim says different. Listen to this. Prima Gadim says...
Rashi lived till 1105.
1105, okay. 1040 to 1105.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. So what does the Rosh Yosef say? Listen to this. The Rosh Yosef says, I want to suggest something to you, which I believe is a Chiddush. Okay? And he says that what? He says the Kasha Lamaisa of Pshita was originally just on what? What was the Kasha Pshita on, according to Rosh Yosef? The Kasha of the Prima God of the Gemara was only on the end of the words of Rav Nachman. What were the end of the words of Rav Nachman? If you don't see it from the beginning until end, it's what? It's Usser. Nimlav Usser. The Gemara was just focusing on that and that alone. The Kasha was just on Sof Divrei Rav Nachman. Okay? So Rav Nachman said, Rosh Dvarim Mutter, it means L'chachilu. What's L'chachilu? It's a Chiddush. That even though you don't know Hilchashchita, you're better than a Chereshot of a Katan. And even people that supervise you, even Acherim, they're on also in Shchitasim Kshera, Elabidiyevin. But if you don't know Allah because you're an adult, you're better than a Chereshot of a Katan. You can do a L'chachilu. So the first part of his statement is Mutter. L'chachilu is a Chiddush. The second part is the Dover Pshutim. V'im lav, if I don't see it from the beginning to the end, it's Aser. So according to the Prima Gadim, the Gemara is only asking on what? The second half. When it said Pshit, it was on the second half. That's what he wants to tell him. That's his Chiddush, L'maisa. Then he says the following Pshat. Then he says, maybe Pum Faker. What is a Lashon Mutter? Maybe Mutter means only B'di'evit. And that's Kufa the Chiddush, only B'di'evit it's Mutter. But l'chachila, I never give it over to what? Someone who's not a what? Someone who's not a mumka lishchot. That's a second way of reading it, says the Prima Gadim. And then he says a third way. What's the third way? Tosas earlier in Gimel Mebeis, we just said, someone who doesn't know Shechita according to Ravina is possible even if other people see him. And that's the Chiddush in the beginning of his statement. That we don't paskin like Ravina. We only paskin if you see it from the beginning until end, it's kosher. So we don't hold like Ravina. That's a third way to read it. And lastly, a fourth way, is the Kasha, the Gemara, is not on the Tosefis Lashon Mitzchilat Sof. That's Pashit. You have to see the whole thing. The answer is, I might make a mistake and say that what? Simon Rishon's enough. I don't have to see Simon Shani. And therefore, Halacha L'maisa, I do have to see Simon Shani. So what are the four ways that Rosh Yosef wants to learn the Gemara different than Rashi? Rashi said that what? Rashi said that what? The Chiddush was the Sefer. The second part of his statement. The Reish was a Dover Pasha. So why did he write it? Derech Agav. Symmetry. What's the Rosh Yosef say? He says no. He said, I'll say different than Rashi. The Gemara's Kasha Pshita was on what? Pshita was on the Sof Divrei Rav Nachman. On the Sefer. L'maisa. Right? The Pshita was on the Sefer Rav Nachman. Mikar, the Kasha Pshita was just on the Sefer. And the Lashon of Nachman Rosh Dvarav when he says Mutter is the Tami Achidish that L'chachil you're better than a Chereshot of the Katan. And that's the Chiddush of Mutter in the Reish of the statement. Or number two, I'll say Mutter means only B'di'evit. And the Chiddush is that what? That it's Mutter B'di'evit, but L'chachil I don't give it over. A third way is to say against Ravina. If you don't know how to learn, you can still do a L'chachil with a supervisor against Ravina. And number four, it's not enough to see Simon Echad, you need to see Simon Shani. This is what the Prima Gadim wants to say. Halacha l'maisa. Okay. But you know what I was thinking though? What about Goyim? Are Goyim good for Shechita? What about Goyim? Is a Goy kosher for Shechita, yes or no? Of course not. Why does the Gemara bring this up? Maybe he's a Goy. Maybe he's a Goy. Why do we talk about a Shochet he doesn't know? And some of the people there are Goyim. So maybe you have two miutim, Isser. What's the two miutim? A Jew doesn't know how to learn. And number two, a Goy. Maybe that's what we're talking about. Maybe that's what we're talking about, Halacha L'maisa. Why don't we assume L'maisa, Kacher and Nachman? If the Shochet doesn't know, ask the Mole Aroyim. Why don't the Gemara say the Shochet doesn't know? And we're talking about a case where there are miut b'nei Adam or Goyim. There's two big miutim here. And that would be a problem. Plus the fact there's a chazaka. Beim v'cheskes Yisrael medes. So you have two miyutim.
We say goyim or miyut.
Goyim or a miyut. You could say, why don't you establish the case? No, we're talking about a city where rove Jews, and the miyut is what? The miyut is goyim. So you have two miyutim. You have a miyut of goyim, and you have a miyut of what? You had a miyut of goyim, and you have a miyut of what? People that don't know how to learn. And a chazaka that's usher. That would have been a great one. And therefore, halacha l'maaseh, which should be a problem. Right? It should be usher. You know, the truth is, you also have chereshot of a katan. You also have Jewish people that are mumarim. There's so many people out there that are problematic that the shechitah shouldn't be good. Why does the Gemara ignore that? Right? Why does the Gemara ignore that? And the price that matters, l'maaseh, must be talking about what? A place where there are no nachrim, there are no chereshot of a katan, and there's no mumarim. That's what you have to say. You have to say, I want you to get this down to Malin Rams. You have to say, our whole Gemara is talking about a place where there are what? There are no goyim, l'maisa, there's no chereshot of a katan, and there is no mumarim. And all our concern is what? Benj, all our concern is with a what? A guy, does he know how to learn or not? Is it a yid that knows how to learn or not? That's all. No? I mean, you're a supervisor. Why is the Gemara not worry about maybe it's a goy, maybe it's a chereshot of a katan, maybe it's a mumar? Must be the price. We're talking about a case where there are none of those at all. I thought it was a beautiful horror because, you know, you kind of take it for granted. Why is it normally concerned? He knows how to learn, doesn't know how to learn. You're a supervisor. How do you know the guy's a yid? How do you know he believes in shechita? Maybe he's a kereshot of the katan. You follow me? So you must say the price is talking about a case. There are no nachrim, no kereshot of the katan, there's no mumar. That's the chiddush you want to bring out. Okay? You got me? That's the chiddush you want to bring out in this din. Okay. Very good. Here we go. Let's go vaitin now, Bets. Let's go. Vaitin the Gemara. Let's go. That's the first block of the Gemara. This chiddush, okay? Please get it. Very interesting. I didn't even think about it, but the truth is the Gemara doesn't even bring it up. Why do you assume that he's always Jewish? That's the case. There are only Jews in this situation here. Okay? There are no goyim. There's no chereshot to the katan. There's no mumarim. That's it. Done. It's only yidim that know how to learn, yidim that don't know how to learn. Okay, go ahead.
Let's see. Ba'amine Rav Dimi Bar Yosef mi Rav Nachman. Ha'omer l'shlucho, se v'shachot, v'halach u'matza shachot, mahu. Amar lo chaskaso shachot,
So what's the case? Rav Dimi Bar Yosef, the shayla from Rav Nachman, he said to, if you say to your shliach, go shech something for me, a behemoth or a chicken, and the bialim go ahead and find the behemoth or the oaf, shech it already. I'm not sure if the shliach did it or another guy did it. What's the din? Halach lamaisa. What's the din? What do you say?
It's good.
Say it's good. Why is that bothersome? Bench. Why is this bothersome? Wasn't this already in the brisa we learned earlier? It's like you're asking a shiloh, and he answers it on his own. Isn't this befeirish in the brisa? Shidim Gubetz is bothered by this. Dimaska Boimne. What kind of shayla is this? You know what I'm saying? Don't you answer from the brisa? We already know it. Shidim Gubetz has asked this kasha. It's befeirish in the brisa. Cheskaso shachet. Milo Tanya Benj, no? Milo Tanya, no? And you can't tell me that the price only was going to talk about a chicken, and this shayla is also talking about it. What should be the difference? And this shayla is also talking about a behemoth. What's the difference between the two? No difference. Okay, one has one symbol, one has two symbols. That shouldn't make a difference, no? So we learned the first plaque of Gemara. You read it beautifully. Then you have the Hale Gamaroi Maska Shayla. And he says, oh, you know what? I'm going to paskin of Nachman's the Galal Dor. He knew everything. It's a beferish of Bryce. Why did you say it's a Bryce? Cheskas of Baru. Shidim Gubetz asked this kasha. Dear Maska Boimke.
Can you repeat the question?
What is the shayla that he asks him? What's the shayla that he asks him? Tell your shliach, go shecht. And what does he do? He goes and he finds it shecht already. What's the din? He asks him, he paskins, it's shecht. Didn't we learn that in the Bryce before?
Rashi
it's beferish. What'd you say?
Rashi
go ahead, what do you say?
Didn't Rashi say that the shliach came back to say it was ready shecht?
Let's see. Go ahead. I don't think he gives that exact answer, though, Rio. That might have been a good answer. Which Rashi are you referring to?
Let's look back.
All right, let's see. How to answer this kasha, Lamais. Let's see how to answer this kasha, okay? Let's see how to answer this kasha. Lemaisa, okay? Now, what's an easy answer you could always say? You tell me. You know what? I can ask this in two ways. Number one, Benj, why did Rav Nachman not quote the Brisa? And number two, what? Why did Rav Dimi ask the Shiloh? I can ask you twofold this kasha. No? What's, you understand what I'm saying?
What's the problem with Rav Dimi asking the Shiloh?
You know, he doesn't know the Brisa. They didn't stop ask Shilas and Amarim. If they knew all the Brisa and Mishnayos, it's Tanoic literature. I could ask the Kasha twofold. Why did Rav Dimi ask the Shilas? And number two, why did Rav Nachman answer if he's saying on his own Svar when it's a Mefarish and Brisa? So I can answer that easily, says the Shilas. Let's say maybe Rav Dimi didn't know the Brisa. Right? Okay, fine. Rav Dimi didn't know the Brisa. But Rav Nachman was the Gal Hador. Why didn't he answer from the Brisa? So what's your next line you're going to tell me? Maybe Rav Nachman didn't know the Brisa. Maybe Rav Nachman didn't know the Brisa. Yes? Because the Gemara asks on him what? Earlier, from the Brisa, right? Doesn't the Gemara ask on him from the Brisa? You don't know whether you don't know. And the Gemara says, Lema Robu Tshchidim, Ilo Tanya, Smasher Rav Nachman knew the Brisa. No? When you ask a kasha on someone, the implication is that he knew it. You know what I mean? So again, you want to tell me Rav Dimi who asked the Shaila Benj didn't know the Brisa? That's fine. You want to tell me Rav Nachman didn't know the Brisa? That's very difficult to me. Because the Gemara earlier asked on Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was the one who said it today. I'm a Rav Nachman, I'm a Rav. He's the one of Baal Memer. And the Gemara jumps and says, Milo Tanya. When you do that, he implies Rav Nachman knew the Brisa. What are you going to do with the Brisa? You know the Brisa. So Rav Nachman knew the Brisa. You follow me?
Right.
So don't give me the business that Rav Dimi didn't know it. Don't give me the business Rav Dimi didn't know. Okay, maybe Rav Dimi didn't know it. Maybe Rav Nachman didn't know it. No way Rav Nachman didn't know it. You see from the previous Gemara, Rav Nachman knew it. Oh. So I want you to get this. So the Shita Gubetza says, maybe this is what you're referring to, or Aryeh, I'm not sure, but when Rashi said, Halachu Matzah Shachat, go ahead, Benj. How does Rashi write that? Go ahead. Halach?
Which one, sorry?
You know what? Why don't you read from Mumchen Hain? Mumchen Hain?
Okay, yeah, Mumchen Hain. She'im lo haya mumcha, go haya shochet.
Excellent. If you weren't an expert, you wouldn't engage in it. Go ahead. What does that mean? Don't skim, guys. We always say don't skim. What did Rashi mean, Ariel, when he said rov mitzvah net shechita? He says, klomo rov hashochten. What does Rashi mean when he says rov hashochten?
Majority of those who actually shechet.
What do you mean? It says anyone who shechs is an expert. Rov mitzuyin etz shechita. Rov people that. What does Rashi mean by rov ashotchem? What do you think he means? Did you notice that Rashi, Jake? Rov mitzuyin. What is Rashi driving? Is this klomer rov ashotchem? We don't skip.
So you assume we were like professional shopping?
No, I think he means like this. Amari Shtayef says like this. I'll give you an example. I mean, I don't think you can become great, but I was telling you who didn't say it or. If you watch a lot of football, baseball, basketball, you can pick up what the athletes do and mimic them and become, you know, pretty good. If you're somewhat, you know, talented. No?
Yes.
So maybe you could say, I never shechted in my life, but I was a tremendous spectator. I was a tremendous spectator. I watched how shechita was done. You know what Rashi comes and say? This is not like sports. Rov mumchen shechita is you have to engage in the shechita. That's what Rashi means when he says klomar rov hashochten. Rov hashochten that engage in that activity are experts. They were not experts through what? Through spectating and then going ahead and say, oh, the first time in my life I shechted, I did a great job. Because what, I never had any training before, I just looked at it. That's what the Mari Shtayef says. I thought it was a beautiful duke because I tell you I was bothered by this Rashi. Where is Rashi driving it? Natan, do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what Rashi means when he stresses Rov Hashokhtin. Ariel, you got me?
Mm-hmm.
You have to engage in it. Let me read you his Lashon. The Mari Shtayef, one of the great Gedol Achronim, says a Lashon like this. He says, don't think you can spectate and say, oh, this is how it'd be good. Kasa Mari Shtayef, Sharashi Balafiki Mitos, Shalona Marova Omdim Eitzel Ashchita. Anyone who spectates and stands there, Rova Omnitzchav, Rohan Tamid Ketzer Shochten, Nasim Mukha. You automatically become a Mukha by looking at it. Some guys, by sports, can do that. Not by Shechita, it's impossible. And that's what Rashi's driving at. Okay? Next Rashi bench. Go ahead. What does Rashi say here? Yeah. What's the halacha baal habayis? Oh, so Rashi says it was the baal habayis. What's the other possibility of saying? Yeah. Rashi says it was the baal habayis. In fact, do you have a dalet by you in the Gosu Tzionin? Yeah. I have. So the baal habayis went. So you see, according to what Rashi, he says talking about the baal habayis. That was the shiloh. That was the shiloh. The shiloh was the baal habayis. I appointed a shliach koshecht. I'm walking around and I see a koshechtin. So I don't know if my shliach did or someone else did. How does Tosos be masber what we're talking about? We didn't do it inside yet, but Tosos is going to argue, and Tosos was talking about the shliach. The shliach went. That's not the shiloh of who? Of Rav Dimi. So maybe what? Maybe you can say what? You follow me? This kasha, the shittig of bets, is only a kasha according to who? According to Rashi, it's a kasha. But according to Tosos, they're two different topics. The Bryson was talking about what? The shliach going. And this is this shiloh that Rav Nachman was asked, talking about who? The Baal HaBayis walking around. They're two different topics. So according to Tosos, this kasha wouldn't start. It's only a kasha according to who? It's only a kasha according to Rashi. It's only a kasha according to Rashi. Is it considered to be a kasha? Okay? It's only a kasha, only according to Rashi is it a kasha. Okay. But nonetheless, he writes, Lomaisa, why wasn't he, you know what? If you think about it, it's a Kal V'chomer, no? What's the Kal V'chomer? If the shliach goes and you don't say what? Shliach osa shlichuso, and it's kshera, kol shekein, if the Baal HaBayis goes, we assume that what? We assume that the shliach, well, yeah, shlit losh the shliach shakar. So this kasha at first glance is both lefi Rashi and lefi Tosos. Doesn't make a difference if it's Baal HaBayis. Kal V'chomer is that we assume that what, when you're walking around, if you don't assume the shliach does his job, and you still assume it's kshera, right? So kol shekein when the Baal HaBayis, halacha Baal HaBayis, we assume that what? See, the shliach walks away, that means he didn't do his job. And we still assume it's kshera.
So
kol shekein, if the Baal HaBayis goes away, that means the shliach probably did the job.
Why? The Baal HaBayis?
I know the Baal HaBayis is
even more removed.
No, but the Baal HaBayis is walking around. When you say halach shliach, that means he left and he didn't do the job that was asked to do. When you say halach shliach Yehuda, it means he didn't do the job he was asked to do, the shech.
Yeah, but the Baal HaBayis isn't doing anything.
I understand, but by you not saying the shliach left and walked off, the Baal HaBayis is the one who's wandering around. We assume the shliach did do his job. So that's why you make a kol shekein. So no matter what, we're stuck with this kasha. Rav Dimi didn't know the Bryce. Okay, fine. Rav Nachman didn't know the Bryce. The previous gemara shows he knew the Bryce. So what do you do? So the Shittim Gebetz gives two pshatim. Let's get it, okay? Shidu Mekbetz gives two pshatim. Guys, let's get it down. He says like this. Number one, don't get me wrong. Rav Dimi knew the Bryson. No doubt. It's a beautiful answer. He knew the Bryson. But he was pilpulling. What's the reason why it's kosher? He was asking, what's the reason why it's kosher? What are the two reasons why it's kosher? Either Rov Mitzunetz or Shchita Mumchimheim, like we find by the Tarnagol, in the beginning of the Brisa, the Resha, or is it because of what? What's the other topic? Chazaka Shliach, Osa Shlichuso. Why is it kosher? I'm going to write it on the board. Is it because of what? Rov Mumchen Tzashchitaim, or is it kosher because of Chazaka Shliach, Osa Shlicho? What's a nafkamina? I don't think we're going to get to it inside today. If you find it in the garbage dump, you find the chicken or a cow in the garbage dump. If it's Mitam Rov Mumchen Tzashchitaim, then it's what? Then it's a nevela. Because no one chucks what? No one chucks meat in the garbage dump unless it's a nevela. But what about a garbage dump in the house? That's the machlokus in the Gemara. That's if you hold Rov Mumchen Tzashchitaim. But if you hold Chazaka Shliach Osa Shlichuto, it's kosher. Even in the dump. Even in the garbage dump, it's kosher because we assume the Shliach is a mumcha. And he's never going to let anything come out of his hand that's a nevela. And you find it in the ashpa? No big deal. It happens. A lot of times, sometimes you shechted in the ashpa, you forgot the meat there.
It's in the heights.
That's the first answer to the Shittim Gebetzes. So what's the answer, guys? Get it down. What's the answer? What's the answer, guys? He knew the Breiser of Dimi. What's he asking the Shiloh of Nachman? Why is it kosher? What is the love of this? Why it's kosher? That's what he's asking him.
Why
Is it because of Rov Mumchen Sheshchitahem? And if it is because of Rov Mumchen Sheshchitahem, then what's the din? Then it's kosher and lamaisun. It's going to be kosher. But if it's in an ashpa, it's going to be a nevela. If it's because of what? An ashpa in the bias, it's a machlokes in the Gemara, which we'll see, God willing. I don't know if we'll get to today. But if it's because of a chazaka, shlichos, shlichuso, then what's the din? It's kosher even in the ashpa. Because he never would let it, what? Never let it out of his hand. So don't be bothered by what? How can he ask the same shiloh? Don't you know the price? Of course he knew the price. What he's asking is, what's the svara, why it's mutter? That's what he's asking. That's what Rav Dim is asking. That's the first shot of the Shidim Gubetzis. Second shot. The second shot of the Shidim Gubetzis is, let's get it. Rov Mitzun Etzo Shchitim is a Machloikis Tanoim. Does everyone agree to that, Cloud? Tyson Gimel and Beis, the Maskinim says it's a Machloikis Tanoim. Our Bryce is going with the Shita that we go Basar Rov. Rav Dim says, I'm not sure. When you send a shliach, everyone agrees it's kosher. Why does everyone agree it's kosher? Is it because of shliach osa shlichuso? Is it because everyone holds it's kosher because of shliach osa shlichuso? Or is it because that Ravina himself, or is it because Ravina himself, Paskins, ein rov mitzuin et shchitei? Is it because that Ravina himself doesn't hold like that against the Brisa? And he's mistopic whether he says chazak shlichos or shlichuso. So the Shidim Gebetz has a different reading. What's the different reading? The different reading is when you send the shliach, does everyone moda that it's kosher because of shlichos or shlichuso? Or maybe what? Ravina's moda? Or Ravina Paskin's ain rov mitzvah shchitaim? We don't paskin like the Brisa. And he's not sure whether you all shlichos or shlichuso. That's a second way of reading in halacha lemaisa. Do we say Rov Mutzchen Shchitaim? And do we say what? Chazak HaShlich HaShlichusom. He's not sure. That's another way of reading it. So according to both answers, what's the common thread? The common thread of both answers is what? What's the common thread of both answers? The common thread of both answers is what? I knew the Bryson. First answer is what's the reason why it's Mutter? Second one is, do we paskin like the topic Rov Mumchen Etzo Shchitaim? Do we paskin like the topic Chazak HaShlich Osa Shlichuso or not? That's what he wants to know. Because Ravina himself doesn't paskin like Rov Mumchen Etzo Shchitaim. And he doesn't hold like the Brisa. Shalok Yadivriya Brisa. So that's what he wants to know. Do we say Rov Mumchen Etzo Shchitaim or do we say Chazak HaShlich Osa Shlichuso? But there's no doubt they knew the Brisas. That's what the Shinim Gavet says. You can't say they didn't know the Brisas. They want to know what the reason that there is. Number one. And number two is what? Number two is, how do we, I know these topics, but do I paskin like it? Do I paskin Rov Mumchen Etzo Shchitaim, or do I paskin Ein Shlichos Shlichuso or not? That's the din. Okay. Now I want to give a hakdama to this before we go back to the Gemara. What does this concept mean of Chazak HaShlichos Shlichuso? We know that there's a very important topic in Lomdis called Shlichus. Shlichus is very powerful. And what it means is agency. You can appoint a Shlich. Where does the phrase Shluchel Shalom come also appear in Mishnayos? Where does it appear? One time in Mishnayos in Brachas. On Lamed Gimel and Beis. If Shlich Zibra does a good job, or Lamed Dalem and Beis, it's a Simen Tov L'Shalom. He does a bad job, it's a Simon Ra. In the Gemara, it appears quite a bit. When you appoint a Shliach, we assume he's going to get the job done. That's the principle of Chazaka, Shliach, Osa, Shlichuso. This is what that means. We assume he's going to get the job done. Now, do we always assume it? No. There's a Gemara in Ervin at Daf Lamed Beis. Rav Nachman says, different than Rav Sheshes, Rav Nachman says that we only apply this rak al din de Rabbanan. Hello, al din de Raisa. Meaning, Only at a din derabanan do we say that if you appoint a shliach, we assume it's good. Rav Nachman rak al din derabanan lo al din deraisa. At a din deraisa, you better make sure the shliach did it. You cannot make an assumption. Rav Sheshe says, afilu al dvar deraisa. Even on a deraisa matter, we say what? Chazak ha-shliach osa shlichuso. So you must know this. There's a Gemara in Erevin, the Daf Lamed Beis. What is the scope of this cloud of Chazak ha-shliach osa shlichuso? When you appoint a shliach, do we assume he did it? Or must you call him up and make sure that he did it? Or do you have to get Aiden to verify he did it? That's a major machloikis between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Rav Nachman says, only in a din d'rabbanan do we say it, not in a din d'oraisa. Rav Sheshes says, you always assume it's good. Now, when you appoint a shliach, you have the phrase, shlucho shel adam kamoso. What does the kaf adibyon mean? Anytime you have a kaf adibyon, you can understand that in one of two ways, Ravron Tzvi Shlita said. When you appoint an agent, how do you view the shliach? Do you view the shliach literally like you, which is considered to be what? Yad what? Arichta? He's an extension of your hand, it's like Basya. Basya's hand extended and was able to what? Was able to pull out Moshe Rabbeinu from the waters. So whenever you have a kaf adimyon, shlucho shel adam kamoso, is the kaf literal or is it not literal? If it's literal, it's called yad arichta. If it's not literal, what is it? It's a maisa that's misyachesis v'mishalech. The maisa relates back to the mishalech, but he's his own man. The shliach is not just an extension of who? Of the mishalech. So I want you to know this. Please get this down. This concept of shliach is the concept of shliach osa shlichuso. Machlokes Rav Nachman Rav Sheshes. What is its scope? The Gemara in Erevin. Do you only rely on the Rabbanos and not on the Diraisa, or Rav Sheshes even in the Diraisa? And what does Shlucho Shalom Kamoso mean? Is he an extension of my hand? Or is he what? Is he his own man? The Maisa, the act that the Shliach does, relates back to who? The Mishalech. But he's his own man. This is this machloikis between the Rambam and the Tur. It's a machloikis between the Rambam and the Tur. I will give you the case that the Ksos says. What is the case? The case is the following. A man wants to divorce his wife, God forbid, and he gives a get to the shliach to deliver to the woman. Before the shliach gets there to deliver the get, the husband becomes a shofet. Please get this down. Nishtatata baal, nafkamina. Nishtatata abal. He became a shota. Now a shota cannot divorce his wife. But the shliach didn't deliver the get yet. So what's the din? What do you say? According to the Rambam, the get is kosher mina Torah. Pasul what? Min Rabbanan. Because it looks bad. What does the Rambam hold? What does the Rambam hold? That the shliach is his own man. The shliach didn't become a shota. The husband did. So at the time the shliach delivers the get is good mina Torah. But it looks back as that when the time, the effectuation of the get, the husband was a shelter. So we passel it min rabbanan. But minatera, the shlichus remains strong. Minatera, the shlichus remains strong. And therefore, what's the din? The get is only passel min rabbanan. Because the Rambam holds which way? Ramos number two. Please get this. This is a very important about shlichus. However, the tour holds that this get is pasul min haTorah. Why is this get pasul min haTorah? Why is this get pasul min haTorah? Because what does the tour view shlichus as? As what? An extension of someone's hand. And therefore you always have to gauge what the state of who? Of what the mishalech, the husband, is. At the time the get was delivered, he was a shota. That's pasul min haTorah. These are two different views how the mechanics of shlichus works. You must know them. And it really goes to what this kaf means. Does kemoso mean literal? He's like yada richta? Or is it more of elastic? That the mice of the shlich relates back to the mishalech. But it's not literal. It's not like it's an extension of his hand, the shlich. You understand what I mean? You got to know this. Because this cloud of chazaka shlich oshlichus is assuming you know what shlichus is all about. And these are the two nafkaminas. This is the nafkamin, two approaches to shlichus. There's actually a third approach, which I didn't write on the board. Third approach of Yosef Engel says the shlichus is even stronger than the mishalech. That the shlichus is even stronger than the mishalech. But not, we don't. That lemaisa is a big kiddush. Let's suffice it with these two approaches.
He
has a marker that the shlich could even be more. That's the power of the koch of shlichus. That the shlich even has more koch than the baal bais. He proves it from a marker. But we don't have to get into it. I just want you to know as a possibility. But these are the two I want you to know. So I want to get to the practical shail on this now. We'll get to more of the details when we get to Hilchos Purim. And that is, there is a sheet that says you must send Shalach Manas through a shliach. Have you ever seen anyone call up a shliach to see if he did it? How do you know he did it? Now, most Rishonim say Mitzvah Purim Adrabana, but there's a Machlus of Balamor reads Barcelona. Any mitzvah mentioned in Kabbalah, Divrei Kabbalah is Nach, has the status of Diraisa. What did I write on the board? If it's Diraisa, what do you hold if you hold like Rav Nachman? You cannot rely on this cloud. You only rely on a Din Derabanan, not a Din Diraisa. So why don't people call up to see if their shlich delivered the Shalach Manas or not? Do you understand my kasha? That's why Rav Agon Rav Shimer Zatzal asked that kasha. Ariel, you got this? Please get this whole thing. You got to get this. If you assume Chazaka Shlich HaShlich is only as good by a Din Derabanan, if Shalach Manas is Diraisa, okay, most Rishonim say it's not. But the Machlokes Balamor Rebarceloni, Mitzvahs mentioned in Nach, Megillas Esther, might have a status of Diraisa, then you can't assume he did it. You got to call him up, make sure he did it. Verify that he did it. Why don't we do this? That was the Rav Agon Rav Shimer's answer. Akasha. So we got to give it an answer, okay? What's the answer? The answer is like this. Before we give the answer, we need to, I know a few guys were sick. We need a mechazik. The guys aren't here. We got a mechazik them. We got to get strong on us because we have to start chazering for a bechina soon. Okay? So we got to get it. We got to be strong with it. Okay? But the guys aren't here. We got a mechazik them. Okay? Lamaisa. Now people are feeling well. People aren't here. We got a mechazik. We can't miss. Every day is a privilege of learning Torah. Every day we can't mail in a day. So what's the answer to this question? Why don't you call in? Why don't you call us? You call the guy. Why don't you do my Shalach Manas? The answer is like this. Rav Scheinberg says an amazing answer. What does it say in Megillas Esther? Mishloach Manos Ish L'Re'ehu. What does Mishloach mean? What is Shlichus, guys? What is Shlichus?
Messenger.
It's a Chiddush. Who's the starting point? Always the husband. Always the original guy. The Torah's Mechadish, you can point a representative, a Shlich. Who's the starting point when it comes to Shalach Manas? The Shliach. to the degree there's a sheet that it says if you give it yourself, you're not what? Not yotze. That's a flag. That's an indicator that the rules of shlichus are different when it comes to one shalach manos than the rest of Kol Torah Kula. And even though we have this principle of chazak shlichus, is our principle, which we only rely on dinim d'rabbanan and not on the din d'oraisa, shalach manos is different because it's not governed by the regular rules and regulations of agency. And therefore, even though it is what the Arisa, I don't have to call him up and ask him, did he do it? I don't have to call him up and ask him, did he do it? Because we see that this whole box, Shalach Manos, you box into one category. Because the starting point is who? The Shliach. Normally, by regular Shlichus, the starting point is you, and the Torah's Mechadish can appoint a representative in your stead. Here it starts with the representative, and it's not governed by the regular rules or regulations of shlichus. And even if I hold that Divrei Kabbalah can Divrei Torah Dami, I don't have to call him up because I can resume this principle of Chazaka Shlichus Shlichusim. So with that Akdama, tomorrow, B'Hashem, we could go by to understand this cloud shlichus 100%. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Let's dive in Mincha. Okay, how many guys we need? We need one more. Oh, you gotta go.
No, okay.